Wonder Soul.
And we are back. What's up? Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Welcome to Wonder Solo number two, I guess. On one hand, clever name, right? Get it? Solo, Wonder Soul. It's a solo episode. Yeah. Okay. On the other hand, not so clever title, just number two. So, hey, you win some, you lose some. Anyways, I hope you guys are enjoying this new series. These short 30-minute or so episodes. The last episode in the series was a little bit longer just to kind of introduce what we were going to do. And we're back now after recording this weekend with two cool dudes, Control Freak and Vextifer. Both of them stream on Twitch. Well, they're going to be a part of this week's Wonder Talk, which is the other weekly show that I'm doing and recording over the weekends, having a couple people on, and we're just talking about really whatever. So that will be releasing this week. I'm excited to share that conversation. I think it was really, really fun. And I think we touched on a lot of cool things. So anyways, getting to this series and what I plan to do with it moving forward, hopefully you're following Wonder Soul on Twitter, because what I want to do now with these episodes, if you haven't noticed, I do enjoy making cover art or coming up with some kind of cover art. It makes me reminisce to the times of walking down the aisle at a Blockbuster or a movie store, right? And you're looking at movies just off of their cover or CD album covers. I love those. I find those really, really cool. And sometimes they're better than what's actually inside of the package, right? So hopefully the cover art and the episode content can, you know, meet and we'll be on the same level. But if not, at least it looks cool, right? So anyways, I want you guys to send in cloud pics, sky pics, aesthetics of that nature on Twitter or really wherever you can connect with me, if you can send it to me. And every episode I'll pick one of those pictures to make as the cover. And this week, or this episode at least, because I'm not really sure how many episodes a week we're putting out with this, at least one, right? But this week, thank you to @badtheperson and also at twitch.tv/badtvlive. Shout out to this dude. He's an excellent streamer. He's got a really cool aesthetic, and I just really enjoyed the picture that he sent. And there was a lot of good pictures that were in response to that Twitter post. So, yeah, thank you, man. I appreciate it. And you guys keep sending them in. You never know how many episodes we'll do, and we'll just have fun with it. So you can make the cover art to these episodes, and thank you. So anyways, why did I want to sit down and record today, and what did I feel like was important enough to talk about and share with you guys? Well, right before the series started, and really right before September, I took a break, like a little more than a week off. I took like the rest of August off because, I mean, somewhat burnout, but it was just, I needed to take that energy and focus and take a step back for a moment. And I had to give some time to my personal life and what I needed to organize there and plan and plot. Because over the last 2 years plus of doing stuff with Wonder Soul, I've really just honed in on that. And in a lot of ways, put everything else to the side. And it started to catch up. And this year's been challenging for all of us, right? And I think that that's going to be something that I mention later in this recording. So remember that. But yeah, so I took a complete break. I had done something around July-ish, but it didn't feel like I took a break. I took a week off then, but I was still doing content. Like, I was still thinking and brainstorming and was itching and scratching to do something. So by the time I got back, though technically I didn't post a new episode of the podcast, I didn't go live on Twitch or anything, I technically took a break, but mentally I did not. And I think it caught up with me as the end of August approached, and I decided to take an actual break. Like, I literally didn't do anything content creative wise for that whole week. You know, I still supported friends who stream, and, you know, I'd listen to friends' podcasts, and I'd get on Twitter some and Instagram, but I really made sure that I was taking that energy or those, that itch, you know, to go live or to do something of that nature and put it somewhere else. And I obviously wanted to make sure that I was focusing on certain, like, real life, you know, situations and scenarios that I wanted to plan for myself as this year came to a close, because let's just say it, like, this year's been pretty shit, and we don't really know when everything's going to get back to, I don't even like using the term back to normal, because I don't think we're ever going to get back to whatever the status quo was before this year, right? But I wanted to at least in my head go, well, whatever you can do this year, for the remainder of this year, whether it's planning or actually taking action with certain things, let's do it so that by 2021, you can hit the ground running. And I know, and everybody, please, please, I'm excited for next year. I get it. But I don't think on, you know, midnight of January 1st that, like, everything magically will get better because it's not 2020. So even though I'm optimistic, I just want to make sure that I'm realistic as well. So anyways, so I plotted out different things that I'm not going to go into detail as far as, like, what I wanted to do personally, goal-wise, in my life, career-wise, and just made sure I took any energy that I would normally put into Wondersoul and put it into me. And also just come up with a plan and a strategy moving forward with Wondersoul, with content, so that I wasn't burning myself out. So I wasn't too caught up into it. And I love having something to do every day with it. It's almost became a routine, whether it's going live or making a video or a podcast or, you know, something. But I knew that I had to take a step back from that, you know. And that break was really good. I've been very thankful for it. Now, like, it's been 2 weeks since. And even though last week I was like, all right, you know what? I'm going to go live 4 times this week. I'm going to go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And I'm going to still do the podcast, but I'm not doing YouTube. You know, all these different things. And I still had to make some adjustments. Like, I was in a place of being caught up in routines. Like, it's like your work week. You know, Mondays are very sluggish. So the first time you go and do something, it's like you have to get back into a habit of doing it. But then once you catch that momentum and you start going, it's kind of hard to press the brakes. You know, even by the weekend, you're in full work mode. You might be tired and you might be wanting a break, but at least you're kind of in flow. And sometimes that's hard to turn off, because I struggled with this idea that I put out to, you know, a lot of people on Twitter and even in Discord stuff, that was just like, do you need to follow a schedule, or do you make the best of your opportunities when you're free? Like, do you just go live whenever you feel like it, or do you feel like you have to abide to a certain schedule? So, like, if you are only streaming on these days, that you shouldn't ever even consider streaming on any other day. And I don't know, like, there, it's hard. I think we've all been challenge this year to put our schedules together. Like, we're in charge of that more now than ever, like our whole daily lives, you know, putting certain restraints on us because we have a lot of free time now, or some of us do, you know, especially in the early parts of this year when, you know, work and stuff like that was affected heavily, and school and stuff. It was just like, you have all this time on your hands. Like, what are you going to do with it? Well, you're also pretty limited on what you can do, right? So there, your mind always finds its way back. So if you do create content, I feel like this year has been a really, sounds weird, it's been a good year because people want that kind of content. A lot of other things have been delayed and pushed back. It's easier now to get into creating content, and since a lot of people were at home or things like of that nature, it made more sense. But then it was also like you can get really caught up in that being your only focus, and then you kind of start to disregard other things, and then it becomes more pressure for you when it comes to creating content, and you take it more serious and it becomes more work, which, I mean, sure, there is a lot of work that goes into creating a podcast, putting together, you know, a really high quality live stream or whatever you do, art, music, stuff of that nature. But remember, it's always the things that you have fun with initially that you have a passion for. And then when it starts to feel like work, you must be doing something wrong, right? Like you're either doing too much of it or, you know, a lot of different factors that can come into play. I know like with streaming, the numbers can become like a big deal. Like when are numbers ever not involved with anything in life, right? So, but it can start to distract you from the reasons why you're doing what you're doing, the fun that you're having while you're doing it. And so that's always like a warning sign of, okay, I need to reassess some things and, moving forward, I need to, you know, do something different because obviously something's not working. But here's the thing, you know, so after this last break, I've felt really good, but I've also seen, I wouldn't say it's a trend, but I've seen a lot of people and people I know who have decided to take moments of hiatus or take breaks and take step back from doing what they love to do. And at first I'm like, well, what's going on? Like what are we all doing collectively that's getting us to these points of burnout that, you know, I hope that we can find an answer or we can at least cut out whatever the problem is. Another part of me started, or someone reminded me of just like how this year was. You know, this year's been like mentally exhausting, physically exhausting, everything. And we've all done whatever we've had to do to be safe and to make the most out of whatever we can do with the people we can be around and things of that nature. So there's always going to be this like 20% added stress to everything we do, right? Like at least right now. And that's on top of whatever stuff you had going on in life already. But then it's like, I don't know. Like, I think would some of this happen regardless of this year? And I think that's true too. Because we live in this culture, especially when it comes to content creation. And really just in life in general, where it's just like no days off, work, grind, make the most of every moment, every minute, because you can do things faster, right? You should be doing more. So people are just overdoing it constantly. I'm guilty of it. You're guilty of it. It may not be in content creation, but in some category in your life, you're more than likely overdoing it. And really there's in a lot of these things, there's nobody who's going to tell us no, right? It's usually just up to us and we have to be the ones that put those boundaries or those limits. But when it's related to stuff you already enjoy, like one of the hardest things about not streaming during the break was one, it's like been super helpful when it comes to socialization. Like getting to talk to people and catch up, and especially if you have regular people that show up to streams and stuff, like it's like you're just friends catching up. And I haven't been able to get out a lot and hang out with a lot of friends. A lot of my friends in my area that I, you know, grew up with have moved off, you know, different things of that nature. So I get most of my socialization through, unfortunately, like social media platforms, Discord. And the only reason why I say unfortunately, it's not that it's a bad thing. It's just like I miss being able to hang out with friends and do all that stuff on a more regular basis. But it, obviously, as you get older, everybody's schedules, and that's like that's another topic, right? But but I also just love playing video games, and so like whether I'm live or not, that's something I would probably do. Like I'll play on my Switch, or I'll sit down and get on, you know, Steam and find something to play since that's brand new to me. And or my PlayStation 4, and I used to play consistently with some friends, and then I don't know, we just kind of like, you know how that goes, Like, everybody starts to just do other things. Schedules don't line up, or you're not playing the same games, or you burn out on this game and you start doing this, all that stuff. So that was challenging to tell myself to. I even kind of took a step back from games to some degree that week, just so I could focus on other things. And I started drawing again. I started listening to these audiobooks and just taking time to explore other options that I could do with my time. I did some cleaning, you know, organization and stuff of that nature. But, you know, at the end of the day, I still really enjoy playing video games. And because I've connected those, you know, playing games and it being content as well, like, I kind of find myself in a trap sometimes. And I think other people can relate to that. You know, sometimes people want to draw, but then they do commission artwork, or they do a lot of artwork. And so now drawing for fun and just for your own personal pleasure kind of gets lost. So I'm not really sure. Like, so the people taking breaks, me taking a break, you've heard it a lot since things like YouTube and all this stuff has become more popular and a lot of people are getting into it. You know, burnout. But I think there's also just a problem with the culture at hand. You know, I think it's not wrong to work hard, to push past your limits. You know, like, I love My Hero Academia. That played such a huge role in me even wanting to build up the courage and confidence to do content. And I just love that motto of plus ultra and just going beyond your limits, like pushing yourself, sure. But it's not like you don't push past your limits and you stay there. Like, you push past your limits, you make new limits, and then you go back and you build back up, right? I think we just get so stuck on the gas pedal being just 100 miles per hour. Like, you got to grind. And everybody's telling you at the beginning of doing whatever, whether you're streaming or making some kind of content, where it's just like, you got to grind. You just got to keep, you know, putting out content. And sure, there's like really, there's like a lot of cool stuff that comes with that. Like, you practice, you build your confidence, you get to experiment, and you get to realize like what you like doing, what you can do and what you don't want to do, blah, 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 blah. But then it's like, dude, you get so caught up in it that you, especially if it's things that you enjoy in life, like, it's hard to start separating those. Like, I did an episode at one time, I think it was like at the beginning of the quarantine, where I was just mentioning like, well, everything's content now. Like, our simple everyday live things are content now. And if you make certain kind of content, you know, it becomes harder to just enjoy those things for what they are. Like, they have to be content. Like, oh, I can't read this book unless I talk about it, or I can't play this game without streaming it, or I can't talk about these things without recording it. And so it's like, okay, I think that as we move forward, since a lot of us are just trying to figure this out on our own, learn from others and the examples set before us and around us, that we need to do a better job of managing our energy, our time, you know, our attention and effort. And we need to set more limits on ourselves when it comes to, you know, just how much we're going to put into this based off of how much we're getting out of it, and how much time are you putting into categories in your life that need your attention, that require your attention. Like, make sure you're not taking too much away from those things in order to go beyond with all this other stuff, right? So it's just like time management. Like, and that's something I struggle with. Like, I literally had someone tell me like, oh, I kind of think you stream a little too much, you know, and it just like, there was truth in that. I'm like, yeah, I mean, I took myself away from YouTube. I think like I just, that for me, that's the best move. I would love to come back to that another day, but as one person doing a podcast, streaming on Twitch and doing YouTube, doing all these things, juggling these things, I can't give my best, you know, effort and energy to each platform. You know, along the journey, things are going to dip in quality because I'm spread out too much. And you can't really expect to grow if you're just like all over the place, right? At least that's what I'm learning, or at least that's what I believe right now as I record this. And so, like, I was like, damn, like, they probably have a point. You know, sometimes you, honesty is something we're not used to a lot of the time, you know? And as much as we want it from other people, how much do we really give? You know, how much do we really mean when we say, like, be honest with me and not get defensive and not get upset? So, you know, it was something that gave me some food for thought. I was like, okay, you know, that's a fair point. I did stream 4 times, you know, day after day after day. Maybe that's not the road. And even if it's something personally I thought that was a good idea, not everything I come up with is going to be a good idea. And I got to also, in some capacity, reflect on how it appears to other people. So I'm like, well, I'm sure that person's not the only one that feels that way or thinks that way. Now, here's where you come to that crossroads or that conflict where it's like, well, just do what you want. Who cares what other people think? Yeah, I mean, you should know what people to listen to and what people not to, right? And there's definitely going to be people that are just like criticizing your stuff, and you know that they, one, don't know you, and two, don't have your best interests in mind. Then you have friends, family, or just people that really enjoy what you do or really like you as a person and want to see you happy, and they want to see you do the best job that you can, and also can just kind of tell. And you've given people permission to, like, come in here and tell me what you think I should do in order to be better and to do better. Because that's what it all comes down to. You want to make good things if you create content. Or in life, you want to do a good job at your workplace. You want to do really good in school. You want to have a healthy relationship with your friends, your family, your spouse, whatever. And those all take attention. They all take time, work, and energy. So it's just like catching yourself when you do take breaks, when you do feel like it's time for me to take a step back, when it's really in my best interest to think things over. You need to. Don't make the same mistake that I did, okay? You need to really come back with something different. Like, do not be like me, who took a break, like, in July and came back and really nothing changed. Like, when you come back from taking a break, it's like a sports team. There's an off season. They usually don't come back the same. Something's different. New roster changes, new uniforms, I don't know, new schedule. So treat yourself like a sports team, and just when you do take breaks, which is like any normal thing, you have an off season, you have this opportunity to make changes, to improve, to let go. So make sure that you're using that time wisely. And remember why you decided to take that break in the first place. And don't be ashamed to do that. Don't be ashamed. Like, don't feel like you're weak or you're giving up or whatever. Don't feel like you're lazy during that week when you're not doing all the things that you used to do, whether it's like getting ready for a stream or recording a podcast or whatever. Do not try to make anything negative out of it. Yes, there is something absent. Obviously, you dedicate a lot of time to it, but it is in your best interest to do this and enjoy it and be healthy, both mentally and physically. So just make sure that you change things, because I've seen people who say they're taking a break, they come back, and then like, well, what did you do? You just took a break, I guess? And maybe for some people, they don't really need to change anything. I guess, like, maybe they just needed a time off and they had other things to focus on. So there's that. But I don't know. Like, I would like to get people's feedback as far as anyone who does anything like content creative wise, for sure. But just in life in general, like, is it society as a whole telling people to stack it up on themselves and to never stop and to grind and no days off mentality? And is that backfiring on us? I mean, we have things around us that are constantly there to give us more energy. Energy drinks, coffee, you know, like, there's a lot of different things that are basically tools for us to just keep going, keep going, keep going. Pull an all-nighter to study for that test. Do all these things. But it catches up to you, man. And it's not healthy in the long run. And I'm coming from somewhere where I think I have the experience now and I can open up and be honest and transparent about the fact that for a lot of the time that I have done Wondersoul, looking back, it was a lot of long nights editing, recording, obsessing over certain ideas, you know, spending all this time to learn how to do this thing and to do that. And yeah, like a lot of things in my life got pushed to the side. And I was just, I was ready to take a break and to manage my energy. So manage your energy. Your energy is finite. It's not infinite, okay? And the only time that you can charge up is when you get some sleep. And from what they say, a healthy diet and all those things from, you know, smarter people and more experts that you can find out on your own. But there's only so much you can do. Yes, you can get things a lot faster nowadays. Nobody said you had to do more because of that. And I think that's the dangerous transition that we're entering now with like the information age and the internet and, you know, smartphones and stuff is it just feels like you can do 100 things at once. Like it's like it lost its meaning to just focus on one thing. Like I don't want to leave the house to go out unless I can do more than one thing. Well, why don't you go to the store and grab something to eat and fill up on gas and do this and I can't just do one thing. I have to multitask. But see, like multitasking is at the heart of content creation. You don't just create content. Most of us are creating something. We're working on the social media platforms to promote and advertise and network. You're editing. You're doing everything on your own. Like, I envy those who must, like, Joe Rogan sits in his studio, Jamie's looking up stuff, he doesn't post, publish, or do anything but sit there and talk. No wonder he has the energy to do what he's doing, right? I mean, obviously he's a healthy, fit guy, but that's neither here nor there. I'm just saying, like, remember, a lot of us aren't doing this as a full-time gig. Sure, for some of us, if not most of us, that would be an ideal goal. And all the work that you're putting into there are with the hopes that maybe one day this will pay off in that way. But only time will tell. But the only way it's really going to work is if it's not about how much you do, it's how well you do at that one thing. Like, do that one thing really, really well. And I'm sure it'll all pay off. Like, one good thing is better than three mediocre things. And I'm learning that too. Like, I'm doing this episode spontaneously on a Tuesday, and I've only planned two episodes a week, but I don't know. Like, I really do want to use these Wonder Solos as an avenue for me to express certain thoughts that I've been thinking about. Not just like, I'm reacting to something and I just want to sit down and just, you know, vent, but I just feel like I want to, hopefully point out something like this, like what we've been talking about, and hopefully from people listening we can come together and figure out better ways to approach this and figure out what is the problem, because it's not just people who stream or people who do podcasts or content. It's all across the board. It's the people that just work, you know, 9 to 5s, Monday through Friday. Maybe they're pulling a lot of extra overtime. Maybe some people are doing some things off the clock that are it's basically work and they're not realizing it because they're getting money or something, but they're also overdoing it or taking time away from things that they need to make sure that they don't take too much away, or it's going to ruin both experiences. You know, like to do more, you have to, something has to be subtracted. And I get that, but it's just like, keep everything in perspective and try to not sacrifice too much when there's really no promise of what you're going to gain on the other side. I mean, all of us are gambling with our time. And I think that there are certain things in our life, and we can all take a moment to think about those things that we know that are going to be there for us, that are there for us. And we need to make sure that if we are dipping, you know, any time away from those things, to make sure that we're not doing it to a point where it's going to, you know, destroy it. And we don't want to destroy ourselves in the process of this grind. Grinding seems like a weird word that I'm not really sure I'm too fond of anymore. you know, athletes and different things like to market grinding, you know, like, you know, rise and grind, man. You got to go to the gym. Like, hey, you know, just, hey, no pain, no gain. Ah, for something, sure, but not for everything. So, okay, to wrap up this episode, like I said, I want to keep these at 30 minutes. And thank you for your time if you've listened to this whole thing. And like I said, I really would like feedback. I would like to know, not just for this episode, but for the topic, for real, because I know a lot of people who do listen to the podcast, you know, do create content. And I would like to see, you know, what you have to say about, is there something inherently wrong with the way we approach content creation that ends up backfiring on us? And what can we do to be better about that? And what can we do to help people who are getting into content creation fresh to save them some trouble, right? I think we all have to realize our limits, and that's on us, you know? No matter what, you can tell someone like, hey, maybe you're doing something too much, or maybe you need to take time to do this. And they'll nod their head, yeah, I know, man, I know, it's cool. But until they feel it, until they're like, dude, I am so burnt out and tired, I need a break. It's like, well, you know, I'm not going to be the guy that goes, I told you so, man. But it's kind of like, well, yeah, sometimes you do have to feel that pain to learn the lesson. And even though you've been told the lesson, to actually internalize it and to learn it. And it's unfortunate, but it's a part of growth. And usually when things break down, I like to think of the whole breakdown leads to breakthroughs a lot of the time. So usually when something's kind of getting gritty and I need a break, when I come back, I feel better. I've felt better this time around, and I'm really optimistic about the future. But it's all about like, okay, you feel good now, this first week after this break. Well, you got to keep on it. You got to make sure that you're not, you know, filling in all these gaps with things where you just find yourself here 3-6 months down the road, like feeling like, oh, I'm doing too much, I'm burnt out. So yeah, so that's going to be it for this episode, right? I wish I could end it with some cool poetic, you know, thing, but not this time around. I just want to say thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting the podcast. If you haven't checked out the other Wonder Solo, please check that out. Let me know what you think. And I am open to hear feedback from what you guys would like from episodes like this. Be on the lookout for a new Wonder Talk coming out later this week, probably around Friday. Recording throughout the weekends, this was a little spontaneous, but we'll see where it goes. We're streaming Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday on twitch.tv/wondersoul. Check us out. We're doing Persona 4 and some Dragon's Dogma, maybe some NCAA, who knows. Jackie Daytona's in his sophomore year, so if you don't know what I'm talking about, check us out on YouTube. Volume 12 of Wonder Sounds is available right now, wherever you listen to podcasts. I gotta do something to put it on YouTube, because I do want to make sure that YouTube does. I don't want to just forget about it, but I don't think I'm going to focus on making original content for there. But like the podcast and maybe certain things from Twitch, I want to put there. So yeah, or whatever you guys would like. You guys let me know. Anyways, yeah, you guys have a good week. Hope everything is going good. Hope you had a good Labor Day weekend, or whenever you're listening to this. I hope everything is going well. And until the next episode, I will talk to you guys later.
Thank you for listening to Wonder Soul. Connect with the podcast through social media. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Search Wonder Soul. If you enjoyed this episode, please share, rate, and review. You can find us on YouTube and Twitch. We appreciate your support. Wonder Soul hopes you have yourself a good day.